Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 6th of June. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall praise you.
Lord, open our ears.
And our ears will hear your voice.
Lord, open our hands.
And our hearts will serve you.
Loving God, some of us come to you in prayer, full of anticipation and joy. Others come weary and tired. And some of us come to you wondering why we come. Renew us in your Holy Spirit. Remind us that your steadfast love follows us wherever we go. Increase our faith, that we may not lose heart or become burdened by the challenges of life. Help us hear again the words of Christ. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. We are yours, O God. Thank you for claiming us as your own. In the name of Christ, your Son and our Saviour, we pray. Amen. Today's first Bible reading is from Psalm 138. Psalm 138 is a psalm of thanksgiving and a song of praise. The psalmist expresses confident trust in God. God has answered the call for help. Although there's no description of the trouble or the distress from which the writer has been rescued, some commentators suggest that the person offering thanks in this psalm was the king. That may be so, but there's also a more wide-ranging concern beyond the needs of the deliverance of one person. It's envisaged that the day will come when all the kings of the earth, and presumably their subjects, shall praise God. Verse 4 of the psalm anticipates that hope. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O God. When they hear what you have decreed, may they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. The final section of the psalm places the author's confidence in God's keeping power and includes a reminder for us to be careful about how we view ourselves and others. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Amid the turbulence of a pandemic that has impacted across the whole world, and as we experience feelings of uncertainty and vulnerability regarding our own lives, the closing words of this psalm are reassuring. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Listen to the words of Psalm 138.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name. For your unfailing love and your faithfulness, for you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me, you greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we often forget that you are the ruler of life. Instead, we turn our attention elsewhere. We want what others have. We allow the concerns of the world to weigh us down. We become distracted by things we see around us. We forget to keep our focus on you. Forgive us. Strengthen our faith, that we may see your presence in our lives. Remind us once again that you are the Lord of life, the one who loves us completely, the one who offers us abundant forgiveness, the one who never leaves our side. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the hand of God stretches far and wide to forgive us, bringing us newness of life. In the name of God, whose love endures forever, you are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Consecrate.
The second Bible reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, to chapter 5, verse 1.
It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
It's never easy to live a balanced life. Often we are so much caught up in our own circumstances that our perspective fails to consider or give weight to other factors. I don't pretend to understand the detailed ins and outs of the Northern Ireland Protocol, but I can understand the argument articulated by those who, in supporting it, say that in the longer term, it has the potential to stimulate economic growth in Northern Ireland by permitting unrestricted access to both the EU and British markets. Setting aside any politically motivated views I might have about the protocol, I freely admit my present attitude is heavily influenced by the disruption in the normal supply of goods into Northern Ireland from retailers in the UK. I've read the reports of those who have shared their frustrations in the media, and I too have experienced similar issues when trying to make purchases through online shopping from retailers in the UK. As some retailers try to overcome the barriers that have been created by the protocol, there are unusual things taking place. For example, often we buy food items from Spar shops, but it does seem a little odd when the Brie cheese arrives in our online shopping from Sainsbury's with the Spar label printed on it. As a concerned citizen of Northern Ireland, I'm struggling to obtain a balanced view on the Northern Ireland Protocol. The challenge to have a well-considered and balanced approach to life's issues also applies to matters of faith, both in terms of belief and practice. The passage read just now for us highlights the need for such balance. At times, people of religious faith are accused of being concerned more about the afterlife than life in this world. Certainly, when you listen to the words of some of the older hymns, there's a strong emphasis placed on the afterlife. Even the children's hymns include this emphasis. The well-known Jesus Loves Me is a good example. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Jesus loves me, he will stay, close beside me all the way. Then his little child will take up to heaven for his dear sake. Perhaps these hymns from past days have been influenced by the harshness and brevity of life in former days. Listening to some of the lyrics, it's understandable why the church has at times been open to the charge that it's only serving pie in the sky when you die. Of course, the pendulum can swing in the other direction, as when there's such a strong emphasis on the here and now that the hope of eternal life diminishes or even fades away completely. The New Testament perspective is that both are important, and today's reading keeps both in view. Paul draws our attention to eternity so that we might better understand the momentary affliction that's troubling us. While faithful disciples of Christ will have afflictions, in the light of what is to come, these are momentary afflictions, since we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. When the public debate and the mood of those around us is dominated by pessimism and even despair, we have something invaluable to offer. Hope. The Christian hope is the belief that God will one day bring everything into harmony. That motivates and emboldens us to bring a God perspective into the here and now. Let us pray.
Lord, while some follow fad and fashion,
we follow the man from Nazareth.
While some put their hope in chance,
we put our hope in loving one another as our Christ has loved us.
While some may give in to cynicism or apathy,
we put our faith in the God who has given us his only true Son.
While some may boast of their superiority,
we boast in the self-giving of that Son on a cross.
While some try to justify themselves by their claims of fame or power,
we allow the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to be our best prize.
Because of Jesus, we believe in the living God, by whose Holy Spirit all things are open to change and renewal, including us.
Though God is unspeakably high and glorious, this Lord meets the lowly with grace. And so,
we pray for the world at large, the large powers and their leaders, and those small nations whose voices sound weak within the councils of the mighty. May the will of God be done.
We bring before our God the needs of our own land, its leaders and those who are led, the wise and the gullible, the radical and the conservative, that the will of God may be done.
We lift to God our local community, its schools and civic places, its health centres and hospital, its farms, its factories and offices, that the will of God may be done.
We commit to God the life of our church, its fellowship and outreach, its healthy members and the sick, our leaders, and the many quiet achievers, that the will of God may be done.
We pray for our families, friends, and neighbours, especially for any who are enduring hardship, temptation, or are facing hard decisions, that the will of God may be done.
Most high and glorious God, we thank you for listening to our prayers. Sift and sort them, correct or enlarge them, deny them or bless them. For you know what is best for us, and we trust you to complete all that you have commenced on earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
The Lord is King, lift up your voice. O earth and all you heavens rejoice. From world to world the joy shall ring. The Lord omnipotent is King. The Child of the dust, the judge of all the earth is just, holy and true are all his ways. Let every creature speak his praise. Christ will present them at the throne, and he is at the Father's side, the man of love, the crucified. One Lord, one and life and death are yours. Through earth and heaven one song shall ring. The Lord omnipotent is King.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.